Hello, greetings and salutations, and welcome to the first episode of
The Asexual Cult, but a podcast.
Right,
which is in no way correlated to a cult, mind you. We are not a cult, and anything you find on the internet that says we are a cult is lies, slander, and just absolutely fake and just terrible.
Of course.
It's just slander against us.
I agree. So, yeah, I'm Molly, I'm Ace, and Grey Romantic. How tasty.
Yeah, I'm Sue, I am asexual, and I don't fucking know romantic. What about you, Moyo?
I'm Moyo, and I'm a panromantic asexual.
I like the little laugh as he said that.
Don't mind my random tasty comment.
You say tasty all the time. Nobody can ignore your little tasty comments, but unless you never stop making them.
You're so mean.
Yes, I am. I thought that was my designated job here.
Yeah, fully. Okay.
Be a buddy, not a bully.
Yes, you are.
No, I never said I'm a buddy, not a bully. I said be a buddy, not a bully. Very big difference there.
I think you're a bully. I think in second grade, you were a class bully
that
ran around and pinched random people.
No, I didn't pinch random people. I threw rocks at random people.
Yeah, that makes much more sense.
Yeah,
for explaining.
I just seem like the type, you know?
Mm-hmm. You give off that vibe. And I was the one who would cower in fear and hide beneath a tire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I once was throwing rocks at a girl for like a half year because she was friends with my friends, and I was like a really, really jealous little kid.
That is a mood. Okay. This is definitely not a cult.
Mm-hmm. Not a cult.
So, what are we going to be doing here, guys?
Basically, we're just going to be, like, vibing. Well, that's mostly what we're doing. We're going to vibe. We are going to chat about being asexual or aromantic. We are going to get off topic, as you just saw, with that whole, bully tangent. And our conversations are, like, probably going to remain in the general vicinity of asexual stuff, though.
And aromantic stuff,
Yeah, because even though none of us are aromantic, we still need to get those aromantic vibes.
Of course. I mean, I'm kind of there. I'm almost there.
Almost there. Just a hop, skip, and a jump from being aromantic.
Yeah, just gonna jump over the fence.
Honestly, if it was so easy to just like jump over the fence and become straight, I so would.
Same here. We should probably cut that out, though, because we are positive people.
No, we're not.
Shut up. I'm so positive. What are you talking about?
If you say tasty one more time, your positivity sticker gets taken away forever, and I can't change
that. Tasty. Yeehaw, bitches.
I will find your house and fight you.
Which one? I live with my dad or my mom.
I'll send my evil, like, Elmo friend into your mom's house, and then I'll hop into your dad's house, and we'll just lie there and wait with a butcher's knife.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
I think my dad and his blue wig would disintegrate and collapse.
Honestly, I think I disintegrate and collapse just from, like, being in the general vicinity of somebody I know from online. Let's face it.
Good. You better. I would T-pose on you.
Oh no,
Hold on, I hear my dog. She's getting to the trash.
Not a T-pose. If you T-pose, then how would we...
Yeah, I'm gonna T-pose.
But if you T-pose, then how would I assure my dominance?
Sally? Arthur? Come here!
Are you talking to your dog?
Yeah, hi! You're so muddy and disgusting.
Oh, goody. New person in the podcast. Her dog, Sally.
Hi.
Also, who She's names their dog slut. Sally?
Shut up.
It's a terrible name.
That was my mom, okay?
Okay, good.
My dad wanted to name her fucking Crackers. Hi, bitch. Get up there, slut. Come on. Come here, slut. Up, up. Good dog. I call my dog my precious slut.
I mean, I call my cat a shithead, so I can relate.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of stuff here that's going to need to get cut out.
I mean, honestly, why would we cut this out? This is pure quality entertainment right here.
Yeah, of course. Everyone wants to hear me calling my dog.
Yeah, that's exactly what people want to hear. Come on, Boneless, get it together.
I'm sorry. I'm inadequate as a person. Hopefully the other episodes won't be this off topic, because no one wants to hear me going off like this.
I don't know. This is pretty fucking entertaining to me.
I mean, if you say so.
Okay, let's just try and steer this conversation in the general vicinity of asexuality. How did you realize you were ace?
That is a topic for another episode, because that is a long story.
Go on.
No, I'm saving that for a special episode.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say how I figured out I was ace right off the bat. You know how people are always, like, starting to fucking at a certain grade?
Uh-huh.
I kind of thought they were all joking, and then in freshman year of high school, I was like, you know, why do people joke about that? It's kind of a weird thing to joke about. And it turns out it was not a joke, and I was just incredibly asexual.
That's a mood. What the fuck are aloes even? I want to have an episode that's called What the Fuck Are Aloes?
That's completely fair. Every time someone says, my mind just kind of instantly goes to aloe vera.
What is that?
It's like this shit you put on burns. It's a succulent, which is why I know what it is, because, you know, succulent vibes are the asexual vibe, but...
Yeah, true that.
But, like, honestly, that's a mood. The reason we actually recorded this was because it was Asexual Visibility Day, so how do you feel about that?
Wait, is that today or tomorrow?
Oh, wait, no, that's tomorrow. Fuck. I mean, shoot. Yeah, shucky darns.
You're supposed to be the smarter one. Yeah. Wait. Okay, yeah, sure. Hopefully the next episodes will be higher quality and Moyo will be able to join us for longer.
Time zones suck.
Yeah.
Time zones really suck. Okay.
Suck what?
They suck the Earth's dick, that's what.
Okay, queen.
I mean, am I allowed to curse on this? I don't know.
I've dropped that bomb multiple times.
Yeah, so I've marked it as clean, drop? But... I mean, I've marked it as clean.
I don't think we should mark it as clean. I think we need to leave a warning that I can't control my mouth and that there's going to be quite a bit of swearing.
Yeah, I mean, we might as well let them know. So remember, saying that you reproduce through mitosis is funny when it's another asexual, but if an aloe does it to you, you have my full permission to rip their face off with your fingernails.
Beat them up.
Yeah, just absolutely destroy them. Just take their face and boom.
Unless you're comfortable with it, then it's fine.
No, do it anyway. Why would you pass up an opportunity to beat someone up? Come on, Boneless.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just a pussy.
Yeah, you are. You should know that.
Yeah, I do.
You can make it your crime of the day.
Okay. Sounds legit, yeah.
Yeah, that and arson, because we all know how much you love arson.
Yeah. I do love a good arson, you know.
Mm-hmm. Nothing gets the blood rushing like burning someone's place of residence down.
This is such a funny podcast.
You know what occurs to me? That was probably offensive to arsonists. Sorry, arsonists.
Yeah, I'm not an expert.
Sorry, asexual arsonist gang. That was no hate against you. That was just hate against ourselves.
Yeah. We hate ourselves here at Asexual
Take a breather.
No.
Okay, just keep talking until you die, then.
I can talk forever, so I will talk after my death.
That would be so fucking creepy. Can you imagine, like, a zombie movie and they dig up this corpse, but, like, there's no dead body, and Jessica, imagine it's a zombie movie and they dig up the corpse and instead of turning into, like, a zombie screaming and moaning, it just kind of goes, like, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell, and then falls over dead.
10 out of 10 would do that. I mean, that'll be me in a couple years.
I mean, what better way to troll, like, all of the survivors of the zombie apocalypse than to just fake them out? And if they faint, well, then they are not very good zombie survivors, are they?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so don't you have ADHD, too?
ADD specifically, but yes, I also vibe with it.
Oh, that's probably not a good combination to have, me and you trying to talk on a specific topic.
Yeah, that's probably fair. Is it not normal to get this off topic?
No, it's not. I don't have any other ADD, ADHD friends, and we don't, my friends and I don't get this off topic.
Well, alas, looks like you have an ADHD friend now, and she is just absolutely wild.
I can tell. We should not be allowed to do this, but we are, so screw it.
Yeah, I mean, who's gonna
be hot?
Who's gonna stop us other than my own internalized aphobia, really?
Yeah, exactly. Don't we all have a little bit of that?
Mm-hmm.
Tasty yum yums.
Yep, if you say that you're completely comfortable with your sexuality, then you're a liar, at least if you're a teenager, yeah.
Yeah, that's a fucking lie. Insecure little. But cut that out, please.
No, everybody needs to know you just called them an insecure little butt.
I did not say butt, but okay.
That is not something that we can lose to the record of time.
I think we need to forget about it and forget at least half the things I've ever said.
I mean, I think we would all feel a lot better if we were able to forget half the things you've ever said, yeah. But alas, I do not have that ability.
But that ass. But that ass. How fancy.
It's like saying indeed. It makes you feel like a professor.
I say indeed a lot. It's not even ironic anymore.
Indubitably.
Okay. Valid point. So, we should probably end this and hopefully be more on topic tomorrow. Next time. Probably not tomorrow. Next time we do this,
it took us a week to do this. We are not doing this tomorrow. I mean, honestly, solid vibes. Why would you articulate words when you can just make high-pitched screeching noises at the top of your lungs? Dub it asexual panic. And then everyone's just like, ah, yes, the asexual panic. I understand that. I saw an asexual panicking just last week. They were riding a dragon and burning down the village houses.
That's what all aces do. I mean, confirmed. Mm-hmm. But how do you want to end this?
I don't know. If Moyo wants to talk, then we should give Moyo her time. I thought she just didn't really want to talk.
But she left.
Moyo, you alive, or did whatever you're on right now eat you?
I think it ate her.
It ate her. Welp, rest in peace, Moyo. You will be deeply remembered in our hearts by all of us who are here. And may you miraculously raise yourself from the dead for the next one. Because you're just, like, you just have those magical powers. Oh,
I'll send my worms to revive you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Moyo's mom is making her get right off her phone. So I guess we're ending this. Remember, don't be an arsonist. Make sure
do be an arsonist, do crimes, excuse me, arson, yeah, I support.
Don't support arson.
I'm just kidding, don't hold that to me.
Arsonist, come find her and burn down her house, see how she feels about arsonists.
No, what if I burn down you?
Well, then you probably go to jail for a long time.
That's okay, free food. And corona. Woo-woo.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's coronavirus time. What can I tell you?
Yeah. It's corona time. Should we have an outro we do every time?
Um,
if yeehaw, bitches.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.